Environmental and health advocates in Maine are urging lawmakers to support a bill that would require schools on public water systems to test for lead. As Patty White reports, right now only schools that draw water from non-public sources, like wells, must test.
Schools on public water systems are exempt from the testing requirement because the municipality already tests for lead. But that can be a problem, says Democratic Senator Rebecca Millette, because that won't necessarily reveal when there's a local problem.
An old school with an aging system of pipes is at just as much risk of leaching lead and other hazardous substances into otherwise clean water.
Within the past year, schools on municipal water from Yarmouth to Bangor to Benton have voluntarily conducted tests revealing elevated lead levels due to corrosive faucets and fixtures. The issue has prompted Senator Millette to sponsor a bill to make such testing mandatory. Laura Dorley of Environment Maine says the bill would increase both testing and transparency by requiring the state to make the results publicly available.
Most schools aren't even testing their water for lead. Or when they do, we only hear about results when they are over 15 parts per billion. But as the American Academy of Pediatrics tells us, there is no safe level of lead.
A report by USA Today a year ago found schools and daycares across the country have lead-contaminated water, often due to old fixtures and plumbing. The bill before the Maine Legislature's Education Committee would exempt schools with buildings less than 10 years old from mandatory testing. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Patty White.